In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Mary A. Romero, Gabriel Rivera, and Lily Dwyer. Do continue to ask that you keep in prayer our sister Mabel, as well as Fred Gauna, who is struggling at this time. Fred Gauna on the verge of passing into eternity, and Mabel's not there, but just pray for her and her recovery, just so we're clear on that one. Just pray for Mabel because we love her and we want her to get better. Today we have this great opportunity to meditate once again upon our Immaculate Mother. Her Immaculate Conception was 1 week ago. That was the Holy Day of Obligation that we had there, that our Archbishop wanted us to remind everybody that it was a Holy Day of Obligation. And so in that time, we've now spent 8 days relishing Our Lady, relishing her Immaculate Conception, and what it means for her to be totally free from every semblance, any inkling of sin, to make her the perfect espejo, that perfect mirror which reflects the Father, which reflects her Son, who crafted her to be immaculate as she is, won for her by that prevenient grace, which the document so clearly indicates for her, reminding us of her Immaculate Conception as a dogma to be held by all the faithful in order that they might attain to eternal salvation. That was also the last day of our retreat, of the beautiful mission that Father Frederick gave for us during that time. And in that, he reminded us of many great things about Our Lady and how she plays such a pivotal role in salvation. And the dogmas that speak about her show us how we are to live lives as Catholics, inspired by such august a mother as we have. Now, he answered one question in short order, which was given to him. One of you asked a question saying, "Father, we have devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We also have devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And if this is the case, we know that the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary are wed, so they're one. So why do we have devotion to the Immaculate Heart and to the Sacred Heart? If it's one heart, should it not be but one devotion?" Remember, Father answered that question. He did it quickly and off the hand. And it is good for us on this last day of this octave to go deeper into that, deeper into why it is that we have two aspects with which to look at it. One way of looking at it is the way that the children of Fatima also spoke about this very same thing, spoke about the differences between Our Lord and Our Lady. You may recall this from them, particularly Jacinta and Francisco spoke of it this way. They said that when they looked up in the sky, they saw that there were two lights that were there, one which governed the day and one which governed the night. They referred to the one which governed the night to be Our Lady's light, the moon. They said the light which governed the day is Our Lord's light. And in that, they saw how beautiful it is, they said, I'm paraphrasing them in this part, said how beautiful it is to look at the sun, but it is too radiant, too bright for our eyes. We can't look at it. It hurts our eyes to gaze upon the sun. But little Jacinta said, I like Our Lady's light more, because Our Lady's light is softer on the eye, and I can look at it for a long time. Those are two reasons why, even in a way in which a simple child could be able to see the difference between the Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart burning with the fire of love, it's divine in its fullness. Yes, it does have humanity, and it is a human heart which is given, but so imbued with something which is divine that can be difficult for you and I to gaze upon because it is God Himself. Realize that even the seraphim, when they are the angels posted right there next to God, and the only reason they can exist without being totally consumed with the fire of God, the closest creatures to the very essence of God in heaven, they have all those wings which cover each part of their body so that they are not consumed by the awesome fire of the love of God being so close to him. And how long can you look at the mother? The mother doesn't have those same things, yet the seraphim do look in wonder upon her as well as being the highest of all the creatures that are there. And yet, they don't have to shield themselves from Our Lady's greatness in that way, because she is fully human. So too, our eyes can draw more near to the mystery of our blessed Lord Jesus just by gazing upon her immaculate heart, because it is so much more like unto us and can beckon us closer to the Lord. Another aspect on which to look at Our Lady, St. Louis de Montfort says that if you put all the love of the mothers into one heart, it is still would not equal the love of the heart of Mary for all of her children. And so in this, we see that because it is a mother's heart, mothers do not present themselves as fierce to their children, only to their children's attackers, only to those who seek to take away from the children. But a mother's heart allows itself to be all for her children. In this way, it's another way in which we can draw into that heart, allowing it to be the very way in which we come near to him. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the great proponent of the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus, says this about that. She says that, yes, there are two devotions to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, and she was entrusted to her the devotion to spread it through and popularize it to that of the Sacred Heart. But she gives us this curious quotation. She says, "The most efficacious way to have devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is through the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Reminding us, again, in another way, if you and I want to have an effective devotion to the Sacred Heart, meaning that it brings effect into our lives, that it brings effect into the world, that our consolation that we give to our Lord when we adore him and seek to make that reparation for him in the Sacred Heart of our blessed Lord Jesus, the best way to do so is first to be devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Because the two hearts, it is the Sacred Heart of Jesus that takes into it the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because he receives her as his bride in this way. And the Immaculate Heart of Jesus, or Immaculate Heart of Mary, is that which gave birth to the Sacred Heart. And so the two of them, the best way to be able to have devotion to the other is through the other in the very same way. This is one great mystery that you and I can begin to ponder here on this octave day of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, asking her for that great grace to be able to be more devoted to her Son through using her as that efficacious mean, that lens that shows more greatly, that mirror which reflects most generously and perfectly the very beauty of God the Father and that of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.